要把这个你的旨意在这个国家运行，也让这个国家能够把你的福音传到世界各地。当我们今天看到美国今天的败坏，主要看到人心的堕落，看到这些这些一切不合你心意的恶行在这个地土的时候，我们心里常常的伤痛。我们愿意为这个国土来祷告，求你来保守、来遮盖、来洁净，让我们居住在其间的时候是居住在一个圣灵引导、主啊主的祝福领导的一个地土。所以让我们的祝福能领导这个国家的政府，领导这个国家的国会，领导这个国家的每一个执政掌权者，主让他们都能够认罪悔改，在耶稣基督的、在圣经的主啊旨意下边来治理这个国家。主耶稣，也求你来祝福中国，祝福中国的教会，祝福那里你的儿女们在那里传扬你的福音。主啊，祝福你的儿女在那里为你做美好的见证。主耶稣，让我们的家人都能够信靠你，让我们的朋友和同事也都能够归向你，让我们中国也都能够归向你，就像起初主啊美国最起初的样式一样。主啊，感谢你。主，我们今天也为每个弟兄姊妹来祷告，祝福我们的工作，祝福我们的学习，祝福我们的家庭，也祝福我们的儿女。主耶稣与我们同在，我们也把今天来到你面前寻求你的朋友，还没有信靠你的人交给你，让你的圣灵开启他们的心，让你的话语进入他们生命之中，主啊，让你的救恩领导他们。赞美主耶稣，哈利路亚！让在今天的敬拜中，你得一切的荣耀，让我们每个寻求你的人得从你而来的一切的祝福。我们也为今天的讲员，主啊，我们亲爱的 Pastor Bill 来祷告。主耶稣，求你来祝福他，让他的信息带着你圣灵的能力，带着你的旨意来对我们说话。感谢祷告，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名， Amen。 好，弟兄姊妹请坐。我们读一段经文，这段经文在使徒行传。今天这个感谢主，这个 Pastor Bill Redman 在我们中间，那他证道的题目是耶稣是我们的见证。那圣经讲到见证，所以我们来看这段经文，因为他用英文讲，我先给大家读一遍这段经文。在使徒行传第十七章，第十七章我们看到从第十六节，我们一起读到后边啊，我慢一点读。保罗在雅典等候他们的时候，看见满城都是偶像，就心里着急，于是在会堂里与犹太人和敬虔的人，并每日在世上所遇见的人辩论。还有以比古罗和斯多亚两门的学士与他争论，有的说这胡言乱语的要说什么呢，有的说这似乎是传外邦鬼神的，这话是因保罗传讲耶稣与复活的道。他们就把他带到亚略巴谷，说你所讲的这新道我们也可以知道吗？因为你有些奇怪的事传到我们耳中，我们愿意知道这些事是什么意思。雅典和住在那里的客人都不顾别的事，只将新闻说说听听。二十二节，保罗站在亚略巴谷当中说，众位雅典人呐，我看你们凡事都很敬畏鬼神，我游行的时候观看你们所敬拜的，遇见一座坛，上面写着喂食之神，你们所不认识而敬拜的，我现在告诉你们，创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住在人手所造的殿，也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。他从一本造出万族的人，住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界，要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩耳得，其实他离我们个人不远，我们生活动作存留都在乎他。就如你们作诗的有人说，我们也是他所生的，我们既是神所生的，也不当以为神的神性像人用手艺心思所雕刻的金银石。世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不监察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改，因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。众人听见从死里复活的话，就有讥笑他的，又有人说，我们再听你讲这个吧。于是保罗就从他们当中出去了，但有几个人贴近他信了主，其中有亚略巴谷的官丢尼修，并一个妇人叫大马里，还有别人一同信从。那我们今天这段经文很长， 那我也不知道圣灵感动我们亲爱的 Pastor Bill Redman 要讲什么。我是老朋友，虽然我们认识已经15年了差不多。那 Bill 在8年前来过我们教会一次。Bill 过去是美国国会众议院的议员。那么他因为他对我比我对他熟。我在美国几次大学还有这个教会的大型的会议的讲演都是他介绍我啊，他介绍我的时候介绍得很长，我就觉得他对我了解很多。他也跟我妈妈一起吃过饭，跟我哥哥一起吃过饭，跟我嫂子一起吃过饭，我跟他们家太太的也没吃过饭，所以他对我很重。他现在给翻一下啊，这个翻一下我介绍他。那么这个 Bill 呢，他为什么后来他在众议员选举中落选？那为什么落选呢？是因为中国。那 Bill 有一颗爱中国的心。那个时候呢，中国在申请美国的最惠国待遇，那很多的议员反对。这个 Bill 那个时候呢，他投下了赞成一票。他认为虽然中国有人权的问题，有很多问题不尽满意，但是要影响中国，最好接纳中国进入国际社会。那这是他的想法。所以他那个按钮，他带我去国会那次，他就指着他按那个按钮啊，我们看到他坐的席位。当那按钮按下去的时候，他就知道他会被纽墨西哥的选民抛弃，因为纽墨西哥的选民是非常保守的。那么后来他就选输了，在下一次他就没有选，他就做 pastor， 做了牧师。其实他在选议员之前，他就是牧师。那我去过他的大学，他的母校去讲演，毕业典礼的时候，他是他们校的校董。那么这个大学叫林肯啊 ，University 林肯基督教 Christian University， 他是那个大学的 MDiv， 他在读的是 MDiv 的学位。那么现在他在美国四处来这个推广传统的基督教家庭观和价值观。他现在也是 Focus on the Family 这个爱家协会的高级顾问。所以我们今天非常高兴我们请到 Bill， 那也有我的妻子师母给大家翻译，我们给他一点掌声鼓励。 Amen， 哈利路亚， Welcome Bill、
yeah. Is this on? Oh, very good. Bully, 谢谢。你好，
大家好。
It's good to see you again.
见到大家很高兴。
I was here a few years ago.
几年以前我在这儿。
With our mutual good friend Jichen.
跟我们大家的共同的朋友祝介又来到这儿。
And Bolli is correct. I know him better than he knows me.
伯利说的很对，我对他的了解多于他对我的了解。
After he and I met, I bought a copy of his book, Escape from China.
当我们第一次见面以后，我就买了他一本书，《逃离中国》。
And as I read the story, and I looked at all of the events,
我在读他的书的时候，我看到了发生的各种各样的事情。
I encountered a human being.
我看到了一个人。
Who was looking for God.
我看到一个寻求神的人。
And I kept reading more and more.
然后我越来越读得更多一点。
Because I knew he had become a Christian.
我知道他已经成为了基督徒。
But I couldn't read fast enough.
但是我觉得我读得还不够快。
I wanted to see how did that take place.
我想知道这件事情是怎么样发生的。
Bully's story is very much like my story and your story.
他的故事和我的故事和你们的故事其实都很相似。
And it's very much like the passage that he just read a few moments ago.
也非常像我们刚读的经文那样。
That God has placed in our hearts.
神在我们的心中放了。
The desire to find him.
放了一个寻求他的一个心，一个意愿。
And the truth is.
但真的情况是。
He's right here.
但事实上他就在我们的中间。
He didn't go anywhere.
他没有去到其他地方。
I will remedy Bolli's lack of information about me and my family.
我会将来弥补伯利所说的他所缺乏的跟我们家里的那层关系。
And I'm going to tell a story about him first.
首先我要讲一个关于他的故事。
When I met his mama,
当我跟他的妈妈第一次见面的时候
and family,
和他的家庭见面的时候
we had a breakfast,
我们在一起吃早餐
in Hong Kong, up the street from where our meeting was,
在一个离我们开会的地方很近的一个餐馆里面在香港
and I did not know I was going to see him,
我不知道我会遇到他
and I had my tired clothes on. I wasn't dressed up.
那我穿了一身比较皱巴巴的衣服，我没有穿得很正式。
I think I had shorts and a T-shirt.
我穿了一条短裤，穿了一个 T-shirt.
I was out walking that morning.
我在外面就是散步。
And Bruce from Albuquerque.
从 Albuquerque 来的 Bruce.
And I were looking for coffee.
我们在找哪个地方有卖咖啡
and we went into this restaurant
然后我们就走进了一个餐馆
and there was Bolly
然后看到哎，伯利在这儿
hair all combed
头发梳得很光亮
suit and tie
西装领带
6:30 in the morning
早晨六点半
this is too much
哇，这是太过分了
And he said, come, Bill, come in.
他说、哎、Bill, 过来过来。
And big round table.
然后我们就找到一个大的圆桌。
And he sat me next to him.
然后他让我坐在他边上。
And he made me feel like the honored guest.
让我感觉他我就是这里的客人。
Because of the gracious heart Jesus has given him.
就是因为耶稣给他的那颗感恩的心。
And so when the breakfast was over,
早餐吃完了以后
We were walking back to the YMCA camp.
我们就回到 YMCA 的营地。
And I was walking with his brother.
我在和他的哥哥在一起走过去。
And we started to talk through a translator.
我们就是靠一个翻译，两个人在对话。
And I said, "What do you do?"
我问他哥哥说，你是做什么的？
He says, "I'm a police officer."
他说我是一个警察。
And I stopped for a moment. I looked at him.
我然后看看他。
And I said, "Your brother's a wanted criminal. Why are you not arresting him?"
有弟弟是一个被通缉的人，你为什么不抓他呢
？And he looked at me and he said, "His mama is here."
我妈妈在这儿，我妈妈在这儿。
So mamas have a lot of strength.
哦，他妈妈非常坚强。
A lot of power.
很有能力的。
I'm here to speak this morning about traditional family.
今天我要这里谈一谈有关传统家庭的价值。
What we see is the traditional family has not always been the traditional family.
我们所说看到的传统家庭不是以前所说的传统的家庭。
What we see as traditional family.Is a result of the cross of Christ.
我们所看到的传统的家庭是因为耶稣基督的关系。
It's a result of the resurrection and the empty tomb.
是因为耶稣基督从空坟墓中死里复活这样的结果。
There's a principle that we find in the scripture.
在圣经里面，我发现一个原则。
That we become like that we worship.
我们要变成像我们所敬拜的那位一样。
If we worship the God of lust, we will become lustful.
如果我们拜情欲，我们就变成很这个追求情欲的人。
If we worship the God of greed, we will become greedy.
如果我们拜贪婪，我们就变成很贪婪的人。
If we worship the God of war, we will become warlike.
如果我们去拜战争，我们就变成一个非常好。
Which we worship is what makes us who we are.
我们所拜的东西就让我们成为像那样的人。
So there's a very basic principle here in the scripture.
所以在圣经中有一个非常清楚的原则。
If we do not know who God is,
如果我们不知道神是什么，
we will not know who we are.
我们就不知道我们自己是什么。
If we do not know who God is, we will not know what a family is.
如果我们不知道神是什么，我们就不知道家庭究竟是什么。
If we do not know God, we will not know what the husband-wife relationship is supposed to be like.
如果我们不认识神，我们就不知道啊，夫妻之间的关系应该是怎么样的。
When Jesus came into the world,
当耶稣来到这世界上。
It was a very dark place.
那个时候世界很黑暗。
Even though there's sin in the world today,
虽然我们今天还是有罪恶存在。
We still see the result of the cross of Christ.
但是我们已经看到了这个耶稣这个福音传播的结果。
In individual people.
And 个人。
In families.
在个人中，在家庭中。
In communities.
在社区中。
And also in whole nations.
在全球各地。
When Jesus came into the world,
当耶稣来到这个世界上的时候
，in the Roman Empire,
在罗马帝国
，the wife,
这是太太
，was property,
是他们的财产
，the children,
孩子
，were property,
也是他们自己的资产
，the father was lord.
啊，这个父亲是这个家里的神，家里的王。
Absolute power.
还有绝对的权力。
Over the life of the wife.
对这个太太。
Over the life of the children.
对儿子儿女。
The wife would have a baby.
当孩这个太太生孩子的时候。
And she was obligated to present the baby to the father.
她要把这个孩子。沉在这个丈夫的面前。
If the father put the baby on his knee,
如果这个爸爸把这个孩子放在自己膝盖上，
the baby was accepted into the family.
然后这个儿子就会被这个家庭所接纳。
If the father did not put the baby on his knee,
如果这个爸爸不把这个婴儿放在他的膝盖上，
the baby was brought out to the trash dump to be disposed.
这个孩子就会被送到垃圾桶里被扔掉。
Then Jesus died on the cross.
然后耶稣就死在十字架上。
He was raised from the dead.
他从死里复活。
And humans began to see what God is like.
大家看到神到底是怎么样的。
And as they saw what God is really like, they began to be transformed.
当他们看到神到底是怎么样的，他们的生命就开始改变。
It was the end of the wife being property.
这就是这个宣告了这个太太成为一个个人财产的这样一个的结束。
Children were embraced as a blessing from God.
然后孩子就变成家庭的祝福。
Slavery was ended.
奴隶制度就被取消了。
Cannibalism was ended.
吃人的制度也被取消了。
My ancestors, the Irish, were cannibals.
我的祖先那个爱尔兰人就是吃人族，以前吃人的。
But when the gospel came to Ireland,
当福音传到爱尔兰的时候，
it ended the cannibalism.
他就阻止了就是吃人的这样的制度。
It ended child sacrifice.
他阻止了这个牺牲孩子这样的一个行为。
So it's very important that we know who God is.
所以知道神到底是什么样啊，
so we,
很重要。
So we know who we are.
那这样我们才会知道我们到底应该是怎么样的。
We know what the marriage relationship is about.
我们就知道婚姻中的关系应该怎样。
We know the value of children.
我们就知道我们孩子的价值。
The importance of community.
这个社区的重要。
The importance of nation.
这个国家的重要。
Sin.Separates.
罪恶会让人分离。
We see this in the Garden of Eden.
我们看到这伊甸园里面发生的事情。
When Adam sinned, he hid from God.
当亚当犯罪以后，他就躲起来，远离神。
He was separated from God.
他跟神就开始分离了。
God said, "Adam, where are you?"
神问亚当啊，你在哪里？
Let me assure you that God did not lose him.
我可以向你们保证，神没有失去亚当。
Because God knows all things.
因为神知道一切。
Then why did he ask?
但是神为什么要这样问呢？
He wanted Adam to think about what he had done and the condition he created.
他要亚当去想一想他自己干了些什么事儿。
Adam's sin separated him from God.
从此以后，亚当就跟神分离了。
Adam's sin separated from him from his wife.
从此以后，亚当就和他的太太分离了。
Adam's sin separated him from the rest of God's creation.
从此以后，亚当就和神的所有的创造物分离了。
And Adam's sin separated himself inside psychologically.
亚当的这个罪也让他自己和自己的这个内心也分离了。
Sin breaks relationships.
罪恶能让所有的关系破裂。
But it was Christ on the cross that makes us whole.
神在十字架上让我们重归于好。
It unites us back to God.
让我们重新联合，跟神重归于好。
It unites us in family.
它让家庭重归于好。
It unites us in community.
让我们社区也重归于好。
It unites us with the rest of God's creation.
让我们所有的天地万物都重归于好。
And the dark moments that every person in this room knows.About what it is to be alone with your sin, it makes us whole within us.
我们人所有经过的那些黑暗的时期啊，它让我们自己重新的啊恢复。
So it's very important that we know who God is.
所以我们认识神到底是怎么样的非常重要。
So one of my favorite passages.
我自己最喜欢的经文是。
Is Acts chapter 17.
就是《使徒行传》十七章。
Because it introduces us to who God is.
让我们引到神的面前。
And it also provides a model as to how we can give testimony to introduce others to God.
这也给我们做了一个样板，让我们自己学习如何向别人做见证。
In Acts chapter 1,
在《使徒行传》第一章。
Jesus says this before he's ascended into heaven.
在耶稣升到天堂之前，他跟大家说。
He said, "You will receive power."
你会得到能力。
When the Holy Spirit comes.
当圣灵降临的时候。
And you will be my witnesses.
你们会成为我的见证人。
So my question today is.
我今天的问题是。
What does it mean to be a witness?
做见证到底什么意思呢？
What does it mean to give testimony?
做见证到底是怎么回事？
What is the content of our testimony?
见证的内容应该是什么？
What is the purpose of our testimony?
见证的目的是什么？
And I believe that in Acts chapter 17,
我相信在使徒行传十七章，
the apostle Paul,
使徒保罗，
he provides a model on how we should be witnesses.
他给我们做了榜样，让我们知道怎么样去做见证人。
He provides a model of how to give testimony.
他让我们学习如何做见证。
Our testimony is always about Christ.
我们的见证必须永远是讲耶稣。
Because we are called to be witnesses of Christ.
因为我们被呼召来见证耶稣。
So, in Acts chapter 17,
所以在使徒行传十七章。
If we could put verse 16 on the screen.
来看一下十六节。
Luke writes.
路加写道。
He said, while Paul was waiting for them in Athens, he was greatly distressed to see that the city was full of idols.
保罗在雅典等待的时候他就心里很着急，因为他看到满城都是偶像。
Now, Paul is not the kind of man who sits still when he's waiting.
这保罗不是那种能够这个呆坐着等待的人。
Paul was a lot like Bolly and I.
保罗跟我和伯利比较像。
We finish something.
我们做完一件事。
What's next?
他们说下一件事应该做什么？
We don't sit still for very long.
我们不能很安静地坐在那坐很久。
And when we sit down,
那我们坐下来，
we collapse.
我们就瘫掉了。
Paul had a lot of energy.
保罗是充满了能力。
So while he was there, he became greatly distressed.
当他在雅典的时候，他就非常的心里着急，心急如焚。
There were lots of fun things to do in Athens.
所以雅典其实有很多很好玩的事情。
But his first concern was not to go sightseeing.
他第一件想做的不是去到处看景色。
He was distressed because as he was in the city, he saw all of the deities, all the pagan idols.
因为他在雅典看到各种各样的偶像。
Now, at this point, it's very important that I tell you
这非常重要，我要告诉你们这一点。
That there is no word in the Bible for atheism.
在圣经里面没有一个无神论者这样一个字。
There's no atheism.
就是没有无神论。
Humans were made by God for the purpose of worship.
神被神所造，为目的就是为来敬拜神。
It is inevitable that humans will worship.
所以人来敬拜是不可避免的。
And there's only two things on the menu to worship.
只有两种东西你可以敬拜。
Either God,
或者是神,
or something He made.
或者是神的所造物。
Now, on the menu of something He made,
在这个两项之中,
it could be the stars and the moon.
在神所造的里面可以说是月亮和星星。
Could be the river and the wind.
可以是河流或者是风。
It could be a philosophical idea.
或者是我们哲学的一个思想。
It could be something that I make with my hands.
或者是我们手所造的东西。
But it will always be something that God had first made.
对，这一定是神先造的东西。
So when you and I are talking to family and old friends,
当我们和我们的家庭成员和我们的朋友谈话的时候,
if they say I'm an atheist, I don't believe in God,
当他们说，我是个无神论者，我不信神。
They may not believe in Jesus,
也许他们不信耶稣,
but they have committed themselves to something as the absolute in their life.
但是他们一定尽心于他们生活中的一样东西。
We should take time to identify the idols in the people we meet.
我们需要仔细观察他，看他们心中的偶像到底是什么。
So like Paul,
就像保罗,
as he saw their idols,
当他这个城里游逛看到那些偶像的时候,
the thing that they worshipped,
就看到了他们所拜的东西。
He understood what they were thinking.
所以他开始能够了解到他们这些人在想什么。
He understood their heart where they decide.
他看到他们心里所祈求的是什么。
And it explained their behavior.
这个能够解释他们的一些行为。
So when we want to witness
所以当我们做见证的时候,
of God in Christ,
见证神耶稣的时候,
we need to understand where the non-believer already is.
我们需要了解这些不信的人心里到底是其实在拜什么。
So in the next verse, verse 17,
所以我们这个十七节, 我们来看,
he says, so he reasoned in the synagogue with both the Jews and the God-fearing Greeks, as well as in the marketplace day by day with those who happened to be there.
所以他每天就到会堂里面与犹太人和敬虔的人，或者每天就在那的人就开始辩论。
And this is a very interesting passage.
这是一个非常有趣的一个经节。
Because this is so unlike how we have done evangelism for the last 100 years.
这跟我们以前这个100年以来所做的这个传福音的是非常不一样。
So much of evangelism in the last 100 years has been focused on emotion.
这个100多年来我们传福音的时候很多是注重于人的这个情绪情感。
Emotions are about feelings.
这个情感，这个emotion就是代表我们的感觉。
And feelings come and go.
我们的感觉来来去去。
But Paul is not talking about emotion here.
保罗在这里没有在讲感觉。
It says that he reasoned with them.
他说跟他们辩论。
Repentance is impossible without reasoning.
如果没有在理性上的辩论，不可能，人是不可能忏悔的。
The biblical word for repentance
这个圣经中这个对这个忏悔这个字
means a change of mind where we think.
忏悔这个字的意思是我们要改变我们的思想。
A change of heart where we decide.
改变我们的心。
And a change of behavior in our bodies.
然后就会改变我们的行为。
So in the Bible.
在圣经中。
Faith is not separate from reason.
我们的信仰和我们的这个我们的理念是不能分割的。
Reason is the foundation upon which faith rests.
我们的这个理智和是理智是我们的信仰的基础。
So while Paul is here,
对，保罗在这里。
He has two audiences.
他有两种听众。
He has two approaches.
他就用了两种方法。
But only one message.
但是的，他信息就只有一种。
When I travel from culture to culture,
当我在旅行从一个文化到另外一个文化的时候，
it is important that I understand my audience.
对我来说是非常重要的，要了解我的听众。
I do my best to understand my audience.
我就是花最大努力来了解我的听众。
And so my illustrations might be different.
所以我每次的比喻会有一点不同。
But the message of Christ is always the same.
但是我的信息，关于耶稣的信息永远是一样的。
If I'm talking to a Spanish audience,
当我跟一个西班牙讲西班牙语的这个听众讲话的时候，
as I did yesterday,
就是我昨天在对他们讲道。
I greet them.
我就向他们问好。
By saying Buenos días.
我就用西班牙文来跟他们问候。
When I greeted you this morning,
当我跟你们问候的时候，
I did not use cowboy talk.
我没有那个牛仔的这个方式来跟你们问候。
Howdy.
他没有用这个牛仔的问候语来跟你们问候。
I greeted you with your greeting.
我用你们的问候话来向你们问候。
你好。
对，你好吗？
So when we speak to an audience,
当我们跟我们听众讲话的时候，
We need to not only know the gospel in God.
我们不仅需要知道这个关于神的这样的福音。
It's important to know our audience.
也非常重要的要知道我们的听众是怎么样的。
What do they believe?
他们信的是什么？
What do they love?
他们所最喜欢的是什么？
How do they act?
他们行为是如何？
Because salvation is for the whole person.
因为救赎是对一个整体的。
When Jesus saves us,
当耶稣来拯救我们的时候，
He saves our mind that He made.
他也拯救我们的意志。
That's where we think.
这是我们是怎么样思考的。
He saves our heart that He made.
他拯救我们的心思。
That's where we decide.
这是我们怎样用来做决定。
He saves our bodies.
他拯救我们的身体。
Because that's where we live out our lives.
这个我们用我们的身体来行出各样的行为。
When we are saved, we offer all of ourselves to Him.
我们被拯救以后，我们把我们的全人全身都要献给他。
The whole person.
的全人全心。
For the one Lord.
为了一个神。
The next verse is verse 18.
第二十八节。
A group of Epicurean and Stoic philosophers began to debate with him.
有两派的学者开始跟保罗开始辩论。
Some of them asked,
有的人问他，
What is this babbler trying to say?
这个人在胡言乱语说是什么呀？
Others remarked,
有的人说道，
He seems to be advocating foreign gods.
他好像在传一个异邦的神。
They said this because Paul was preaching the good news about Jesus and the resurrection.
他们说这些因为保罗在传讲耶稣和他的复活。
Now, the apostle Paul sometimes when he was evangelizing would speak one-on-one.
当保罗传福音的时候，他有的时候会做个人传道。
Sometimes he spoke to a whole group.
有的时候他是对整个的一群人讲道。
He didn't get a building?
他 didn't get into the building?
No, get a building.
他没有去到一个房子里。
With chairs.
里面有椅子坐下来。
And put a sign out front.
在外面写一个标语。
And on the sign.
然后在这个标语上写。
It says, "Come listen to me."
他不会在上面想啊，你们来听我讲。
We have a building because we already heard the news of Jesus.
我们还有一个这样的一个地方敬拜，因为我们已经听到了耶稣的道。
He went out into groups.
他会去一个地方。
He found groups.
他会去找到这样一个群体。
And there were multiple beliefs inside that group.
在这个群体中有不同的人。
Paul was not afraid.
保罗毫不惧怕。
Even though he was only one.
尽管他就是孤身一人。
He had Jesus.
因为有耶稣和他同在。
And he had the truth with him.
然后他有真理和他同在。
And he understood the group.
然后他能够理解这个群人。
And he presented the good news of Jesus to them. 然后他把
耶稣这个真理，这个好消息传给他们。
He was not afraid to be with learned people.
他也不害怕跟很有学问人在一起。
Like the Epicureans and Stoics.
就像那个Epicurean 和斯多亚人。
And he was not and he was not too proud to be with the fishermen.
他如果在跟渔夫在一起，他不会显得太傲慢。
Jesus made all peoples.
神创造了耶稣创造了所有的人。
All levels of wealth.
这样人有不同的财富。
All languages.
讲各种不同的语言。
All nationalities.
各种各样的民族。
And we should be comfortable like Jesus with all peoples.
我们应该像耶稣一样，跟所有的人在一起的时候都非常的自在。
So when Paul arrived, he had one thing to say.
当保罗到达这里面的时候，他就说一件事。
He always proclaimed Jesus.
他永远是传讲耶稣。
Now the Epicureans.
这个 Epicurean.
Because they were like your college professor.
他们就像在大学里的教授一样。
They wanted to debate.
他们愿意跟你辩论。
That's a good sign.
这是个好兆头。
Because if they want to debate,
他们如果要和你辩论，
you could at least get a hearing.
至少你可以听见他们说什么。
If they look at you and go, that's not important.
如果他看到你说啊，这个不重要。
And walk away.
然后就走开了。
There's no engagement.
这样的我们互相没有交流。
Engagement's important.
我们互相能够专注的很重要。
Now the Epicureans and the Stoics, they believed that humans could be good without God.
这个 Epicure 和 Stoia 他们相信人是可以跟神一起的。
If humans could be good without God,
他们相信人没有神也能做得很好。
There was no need for Jesus to be born in a manger.
如果人没有神也可以做得好好，那耶稣就不需要降生在马槽里。
If you and I and our neighbors could be good without God,
如果你和我和我们的邻居没有神都可以做得很好。
There was no need for Jesus to have the nail driven into his hand.
耶稣就不需要有这个钉子，铁钉钉到他的手里去。
And the sword in his side.
他在这个肋骨旁边就不会有这个这个刺伤。
To be laid in a tomb.
他就不需要他被放到那个坟墓里面。
When a human being believes that they can be good without God.
如果一个人相信没有神，他也可以成为很好的人。
They may have an idol that they're worshiping.
他们也许有一个这个偶像他们在拜。
But in reality.
但事实上。
They're worshiping themselves.
他们实际上在拜他自己。
The number one idol in the world.
世界上第一的这个偶像就是。
Is not Zeus.
不是Zeus, 宙斯。
Not Buddha.
不是Buddha, 是佛。
Not Allah.
不是阿拉，那伊斯兰拜的。
But the person himself.
但是我们心里的我们的自我。
The worship of self.
我们是。拜我们的自我。
So Paul did not defend the gospel.
So, 保罗没有为这个福音来这样的来这个特别的来像保护者一样来保护这个福音。
He dismantled the faith system of the idolater.
他就把那些拜偶像的人他们的信念所粉碎。
Point by point, he took it apart.
就一点一点的把他把信偶像的人的偶像一点点的打碎。
Once he was able to, once they were able to reason that their faith system didn't work, Paul had an opportunity to present Christ.
一旦保罗发现他们已经没有办法来为他们自己所拜的偶像再来辩解，保罗现在开始就有机会了，来讲耶稣。
There's a lesson here.
所以我们看到一个功课。
The gospel does not have to be defended.
所以我们不需要来捍卫这个福音。
The gospel is not weak.
因为福音本身并不弱。
That the gospel, because of its truth,
因为福音本身是真理。
Needs to be proclaimed.
我们就需要宣讲就可以了。
And sometimes it's necessary for us.
有的时候有必要。
To show our family members and our neighbors.
有必要我们来告诉我们的家人和我们的邻居。
That their faith does not fit reality.
能告诉他们，他们所信的跟现实不相符。
And once they see that their faith is not working.
一旦他们发现他们所信的东西好像没什么用。
That they are ready for the gospel.
他们现在心就准备好了，可以接受福音了。
So we need to be wise.
所以我们需要有智慧。
And to be able.
要需要有能力。
To dismantle those things that are false.
有能力打碎他们所信的那些假的东西。
For the sake of saving the one who believes the false.
为了要拯救这个相信这个假的东西的这个人。
Now, Paul was insulted at this point as well.
这个时候其实保罗也受到了侮辱。
They said he was an idle babbler.
人家说他是在胡说八道。
The word that's there,
他用的这个词 babbler,
it's a picture.
他就给了一个图像。
Of a little bird.
就像是一个小鸟的图像。
And he swoops down.
然后一下飞下来。
And picks up one little seed.
然后对一个很小的事情。
And thinks he really has something.
然后就反复地讲这些事儿。
And then flies away.
然后这个鸟就飞走了。
This was a word of insult.
这是一个侮辱人的话。
They were looking at Paul saying, "You only got a little thing."
他们就意思说，保罗啊，你就这么点事情要讲。
You Paul are a little bird.
你就像个小鸟一样。
You're nobody.
你是这不重要。
This Jesus is nobody.
这个耶稣也不重要。
Never be concerned.
我们不需要担心。
When the non-believer insults you.
当不信的人来侮辱我们的时候，真的不需要担心。
That's when we should have compassion.
这个时候，我们反倒就要有这个爱心。
Because if they think that we are the little bird,
如果他们觉得我就是这个小鸟，
they're very, very confused.
这说明他们有点糊涂了。
That their deity,
这是他们的这个所拜的东西，
is really the little bird.
他们所拜的这个偶像其实是那个小鸟。
Because God is the awesome God.
因为神是那伟大的神。
The God who made the heavens and the earth.
创造天地万物的神。
The God who spoke and the stars came into being.
神宣召让星球星星和月亮这样一下产生的这样一个神。
By the power of his word, each of us has a gene code and DNA.
用他的话语让我们每个人都有这样密码的这样一个 DNA。
It's God who made our ears to hear beautiful music.
神创造我们，让我们的耳朵能听到美妙的音乐。
To see beautiful faces.
让我们看到美丽的脸孔。
Our God is big.
我们的神非常伟大。
Their God is the little bird.
他们的神是真的像那个小鸟一样。
So when we are insulted.
所以我们当我们受侮辱的时候。
Instead of being angry.
我们不要这个发怒。
It's time for compassion.
那个时候我们反倒要有爱心。
And that's something that we can learn.
这个我也是可以学习的。
Verse 19.
十九节。
They took him and brought him to a meeting of the Areopagus.
他们就把保罗带到亚律巴谷。
Where they said to him, May we know what this new teaching is you're presenting.
啊，我们能够了解一下你所讲的这个新道吗？
Now, this word here, Areopagus,
他讲的这个亚律巴古，
the Ari part,
这个亚略这两个字，
was the name of a deity.
其实这亚略是一个假神的名字。
The Pagus part,
这个巴古这部分，
means a hill.
是讲的是一个高山山丘。
When we read the Bible,
当我们读圣经的时候，
and people are going up to the top of the hill,
我们经常读到人要到山顶上去，
and they're worshiping there,
然后他们在那边拜神。
That is where the pagans would worship on the top of the hill.
是在信异教的人就在山顶上拜神。
We see this in Isaiah.
我们在以赛亚书看到。
Amos.
在亚摩斯书里面看到。
Hosea.
在何西雅书里面看到。
Almost all the prophets of the Old Testament.
所有的这个先知书里面，我们都看到这一点。
Elijah.
以利亚。
Had a confrontation.
他跟那边那个时期有那个冲突。
It was an evangelistic meeting.
有一个这个传福音的这样的一个聚会。
On top of Mount Carmel.
在这个卡姆山上。
He said, "Jehovah is God."
这个以利亚说耶和华是神。
And 450 other prophets said Baal is God.
其他那个四百多个其他的先知说巴哈是神。
The cow is God.
这个牛是神。
Elijah said, well, let's check out this reality.
以利亚说让我们看看事实到底怎么回事。
So right where these people worship,
在他们这个异教徒在拜的时候
He calls upon God.
以利亚向神宣告宣求告
And God destroys their deity.
神就毁掉了这些所有的这个偶像
God will destroy all idols.
神会毁掉所有的偶像
And so this particular idol
这里的这个偶像
Ares
Ari
is also called Mars.
他也被称为叫 Mars.
And he is the god of war.
他是一个好战的神。
The god of power.
他是一个这个强有力的这样一个神，代表能力的一个神。
The god of strength.
是力量的这个假神。
The god of manly courage.
代表人的勇气的这样一个神。
The god of civil order.
代表那个公民这个秩序的这样一个神。
But what's happening here
但事实上
is that Paul goes to the hill of the god of war.
神保罗走到这样一个山上
to tell them
告诉他们
about the prince of peace.
告诉他们有关于这个和平之主
the prince of peace
这个和平之主
will overcome the god of war.
和平之主会战胜这个好战的假神。
This is very, very important.
这个非常的重要。
Because when a person worships an idol,
当人拜假神的时候，
there will always be warring inside their soul.
在他们灵魂中就有这个征战的这样一个灵。
But when we worship the Prince of Peace,
当我们敬拜和平之主的时候，
we will have peace.
我们有平安。
So we're going to skip verse 20.
我们跳过二十节。
And we're going to go to verse 21.
看二十一节。
And it says, all the Athenians and foreigners,
雅典人和住在那里的客人
who lived there,
他们都住在那边。
They spent their time,
他们的时间大多都花在
doing nothing,
啥也不做。
About but talking,
只是喜欢议论。
Listening to the newest ideas,
听听新闻。
Checking their email,
查他们的 email 电子邮件。
Looking for a text message,
然后看看的短信有没有。
And comparing their new iPads,
然后大家比较一下是他们的 iPad 怎么样。
These people were involved in discussions.
这些人经常在一起讨论。
Over things that were not important.
他们讨论一些不重要的事情。
And Paul comes to tell them.
然后保罗过来
about the God who made them.
跟他们讲创造他们的这位神。
That's worth talking about.
那是有意义的、有价值的事情。
That's worth talking about. So, verse 22, Paul then stood up in the meeting.
保罗在亚律巴果那边。
And he said, "People of Athens."
他说雅典众人啊。
I see that you're very religious.
我看你们在很多事情上都敬畏鬼神。
I mentioned this earlier.
我在前面提到。
Even if a person says, "I am an atheist."
如果一个人说他是一个无神论者。
They will have a belief.
其实他们信一样东西。
And it will be an idea.
也许是一个思想。
And that idea is their God.
这个思想是他们的神。
That idea is an idol.
这是他们的偶像。
That idea is grounded in their person.
这样的一个偶像其实在他们的这个思想行为中。
That self-worship.
那是就是他的拜自己。
It's always easier to see an idol that is made out of wood or stone.
这看到偶像是用那个石头啊什么做出来比较容易。
It is more difficult to see the idol that is in a human mind.
要看到一个人思想里的偶像比较难一点。
And so, every human being will be very religious.
所以每个人其实都相信一样什么东西。
Many of them just not worshiping Jesus.
他们拜一些东西，就是很多人他就是不拜耶稣基督。
Verse 23.
23节。
For as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship,
保罗说，当我在四处走的时候，我看到你们拜的东西。
I found an altar with this inscription.
我看到有一座坛，上面刻了一点字。
To an unknown god.
献给未知之神。
These people were very diverse people.
这里有很多不同的人。
They wanted to include everybody's idol.
他们要把所有人不同人性的这个偶像都囊括在一起。
And they did have a fear.
他们有一个恐惧。
That they might insult a neighbor.
他们也许会侮辱得罪一个邻居。
If they didn't mention that neighbor's deity.
如果这个邻居的偶像他们没有提到的话。
So they created this altar. They made this altar.
所以他们就造了这个坛。
And you could go and bow before it.
你可以在前面拜。
And you put your own deity on that altar.
你可以把你自己的偶像放在上面。
These people were very politically correct.
他们那些人保证他们的政治上都正确。
Everybody is included, no one is left out.
所以每个人都能够这个包括，这每个人没有一个人被忽略的。
So Paul takes this as an illustration.
所以保罗用这个来做个比喻。
He saw an opportunity.
他看到一个机会。
And he says, "This God that you don't know."
他说，哎呀，你们这个未知之神呐。
I'm going to tell him about. I'm going to tell you about him.
我要告诉你们他是谁。
So these deities.
所以这些偶像。
The Epicureans and Stoics worshipped.
这 Epicurean 和 Stoic 人所拜的。
They were answering four basic questions.
他们这些偶像其实用来回答四个问题。
The first one is, where did I come from?
第一个问题是，我是从哪里来的？
What's wrong with the world?
然后这世界的问题到底怎么回事？
In other words, why is there suffering?
就是说，这个世界上为什么会有苦难？
Third question is there a solution to the suffering?
第三个问题是，对这个苦难有没有答案？
And what's my purpose?
第四个问题就是我在这个世界上的目的是什么，意义是什么。
Only the gospel.
只有福音。
Answers these questions.
能够回答这些问题。
And so, Paul stands there and he says, verse 24.
所以保罗站在那里，他说了这个24节。
The God who made the world and everything in it.
创造宇宙和其中万物的神。
Is the Lord of heaven and earth.
既是天地的主。
And he does not live in temples built by human hands.
就不住在人手造的殿中。
And what Paul is saying here is that humans cannot contain God.
他的意思就是说人不能造一个什么东西把神放在里面。
It's impossible to contain God.
这是不可能的，把神放在一个人造的东西中间。
We cannot build a building that we can put God inside.
我们不能造一个房子把神放在中间。
Nor can we create an idea that encompasses God.
我们也不能有一个这样的思想把神囊括在中间。
Our hands are too small to make a place for God.
我们的手太小了，太小了，不能造出东西能放神的。
And our mind is so small it cannot contain God.
我们的脑子也太小了，不能把神装在里面。
But if I worship something of my hands, that's idolatry.
如果我来拜我手所造的东西，那就是拜偶像。
And if I worship something of my mind, that's idolatry.
如果我拜一个我脑子里所创造一个东西，那也是拜偶像。
Because God is eternal.
因为神是永远的。
My hands will one day die.
有一天我的手会枯萎掉。
My brain and my mind will one day die.
我的脑子我的思维都会死掉。
But God will always be there.
但神永远在那里。
So, we're going to talk about how because there was a change in the way that people saw God.
所以我们看到人们看神的这样的一个情况就发生了变化。
It had a tremendous effect on the family.
然后这样一个变化对家庭产生了很大的作用。
That when the Greek and Roman gods were silenced,
当罗马的这样的雅典人被这样的这个扼杀的时候，
And the people of Greece and of Rome walked away from the stone deities.
当罗马的
walked away.
The Greeks.
Greeks, yes.
这些雅典人就离开了这些偶像。
When the they abandoned them.
他们抛弃了这些偶像。
They embraced.
他们就拥抱了。
The God that made them.
这个创造他们的神。
They were saved because of Christ.
他们因为耶稣得到了拯救。
And in verse 26,
26节,
we begin to see,
我们开始看到,
for the first time in world history,
在历史上第一次,
a transformation.
一个转变。
In verse 26 it says,
在说到,
from one man,
从一个人,
he made all ethnic groups.
神创作了万族万民。
That means Chinese and Irish.
中国人和爱尔兰人。
We are all of one blood.
我们都从一个祖先来的。
We are all of one father.
我们的天父就一位。
And what happened was the empire building began to shrink.
这个大厦就开始缩，这样的萎缩了。
Humans began to see each other as made in the image and likeness of God.
人开始看对方是按照神的形象所造的。
We began to cherish each other because God made us all.
我们开始珍惜对方，因为我们都是神所造的。
This is why the father figure in Rome died.
所以在罗马，这个原来那个父亲的这样的一个形象就慢慢的消亡了。
Because with this new world view,
因为这样的一个世界观。
Paul was able to say, husbands,
保罗开始说丈夫
love your wife,
爱你的妻子
as Christ loved the church,
就像耶稣爱教会一样
and gave himself for her,
把自己为她而死
she is not your property,
太太不是你的财产
she is not your slave,
她不是你的奴隶
she is my daughter,
她是我的女儿。
She is with you as a partner.
她跟你在一起，跟你是你是一个同伴。
She does not belong to you.
她不属于你的。
She is mine.
她是我的。
That idea was 180 degree difference from the Roman and Greek idea.
这样一个世界观和原来罗马时期那样的观点是完全不一样。
That In the Roman Empire, there was a lot of homosexuality.
在罗马帝国，那时候有很多同性恋者。
A lot of adultery.
有很多的淫乱。
A lot of polygamy.
有很多的多妻。
But when Jesus said from the beginning, He made them husband and wife.
但是耶稣开始说，他让男的和女的成为夫妻。
That the Greek and Roman way was pushed aside, and the biblical truth of our identity was embraced.
这个罗马和希腊的这个原来的这一套就慢慢的就被踢开了，然后这个基督教的这一套就开始被人接受。
And for the first time, the whole world began to see marriage as one man, one woman.
第一次，整个世界开始看婚姻就是一个男人，一个女人。
Christianity became the beginning of the end of polygamy.
Yes, 基督教成为这个多妻制的一个终结。
The beginning of the end of child sacrifice.
成为这个牺牲这个孩子当为贡品这样一个现象的这个基督教让他这个现象也终止了。
Because the gospel that said that the man and woman are to love each other was also the gospel that said that the baby is precious and also made in the image and likeness of God.
这个福音里面说啊，这个人是按照神的形象造的，这也是意味着这个婴儿，这个孩子也是按照神的形象造的。
It ended abortion.
这也就把这个流产给止住了。
It ended infanticide.
这个他也使得是 infanticide
killing the baby
killing baby 的就杀婴的杀婴的这个现象也给终止了
because the old gods were pushed away
所以原来的那些偶像都被踢出家门
because they weren't God at all
其实他因为不是神他们都不是一点都不是神
and pagan people had a change of mind
这些异教徒他们得改变他们的思想
a change of heart
他们得改变他们的心思
it resulted in a change of behavior
然后就让他们的行为有了改变
and the biblical family was created
按照圣经的教导所建立的家庭开始了
and proclaimed to nations of all languages
然后这样的世界观向世界上所有的语言所有的民众这样宣讲
So when we give testimony,
当我们做见证的时候
when we are witnesses for Christ,
当我们在见证耶稣的时候
our message is about him, not us.
我们的要选所宣扬的是耶稣而不是我们自己
We are to speak about God raising him from the dead and the resurrection.
我们要宣讲神让耶稣从死里复活
We are witnesses of the crucifixion where he died for our sins.
我们要见证耶稣被钉在十字架上是为了我们的罪恶。
And it's that crucifixion and his blood.
耶稣流出了宝血这样的上十字架。
That unites me with God.
他的这样的上十字架让我们和神重归于好。
Unites me with other people.
让我和我周围的人重归于好。
Especially my family,
也尤其是和我的家人重归于好。
My wife and my children,
跟我的太太和我的孩子重归于好。
By caring for them and protecting them,
开始关心他们，保护他们。
I am worshiping God.
我这样做就是在敬拜神。
I am now understanding God's creation.
现在我能够开始理解神的创造到底怎么回事。
And so that separation is mended.
这样的话，我们的这分离就被弥修补好了。
And though I know my deepest thoughts,
虽然我知道我的思想的深处的。
And I know my sin.
我知道我的罪，内心的罪。
Jesus has put me together on the inside.
但神让我的人，我的和我内心都成了一个整合的人。
So when we give witness,
当我们做见证的时候
we give witness to the cross and the resurrection of Jesus,
我们为这个十字架 和耶稣的复活做见证。
We give witness as to how God's people through 2,000 years have transformed society.
我们做为这个几千年以来这些信主的人如何对这个社会做出的变化做见证。
And we humbly give witness as to how God has put us back together.
我们也谦卑地见证神是怎么样修复我们自己。
And the purpose of this
所有的这个目的在于
is so that the non-believer will love him.
这样的话的目的就是让这不信的人来爱耶稣。
Because he alone is Lord.
因为只有耶稣他是神，他是我们的主。
Okay, let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord Jesus, we bow before you.
耶稣基督，我们在你的面前低头。
You are the Lord and the giver of life.
啊，你是我们的主。
Come into our life, Lord.
啊，主啊，求你进入我们的生活。
Destroy the idols that are there.
让我们啊，毁掉我们生活中的一切的偶像。
Create in us love and compassion.
让我们心中有爱，有怜悯。
For those who still embrace the idols,
对那些还拥抱偶像的人有怜悯有爱心。
May we love them as you love them.
让我们像你爱他们一样去爱他们。
Help us to always remember.
让我们帮助我们永远记住。
That we too were once idolaters.
让我们记住我们曾经也是拥抱偶像的人。
We pray that your spirit will go before us.
我们祷告你的灵会在我们中间
and prepare the way
为我们开创道路
to speak the truth about you in love
来跟他们传讲你的真理和你的爱
for the sake of those who are still in darkness
为那些还在黑暗中挣扎的人
and for your glory
为了你的荣耀
we thank you for our brother the apostle Paul
我们感谢我们的弟兄保罗
and for the model that he gives us in Acts 17
感谢他在使徒行传13章里面给我们做的榜样
help us to have a clean mind
让我们有一个清晰的头脑
a clean heart
有一个清心
and may we live our bodies in a clean and pure way
让我们的身体住在一个清洁的这样的一个殿中
And let our lives also be a witness to those who are lost.
让我们的生活成为那些失丧人的见证。
We ask all this, Lord Jesus, in no other name.
我们主啊，我们求你。
Because you alone are the Lord and the giver of life.
主啊，你是唯一的给我们生命的主。
We love you, Jesus.
我们爱你，耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.